With Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. Montana is making more people eligible to receive coronavirus vaccines starting Monday, March 8th. Governor Greg Gianforte said all Montanans between the ages of 60 and 70 will qualify to receive coronavirus vaccines, along with those age 16 and over with additional pre-existing conditions such as asthma, cystic fibrosis, and liver disease. With those currently eligible and those being added next week, Montana is prioritizing the groups that account for nearly 90% of Montana's deaths due to the pandemic. Montana will be receiving over 33,000 first doses of vaccines this week, including 8,700 for the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The state will get another 21,000 second doses. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency yesterday announced that it issued compliance orders to correct violations for water systems on the Blackfeet and Fort Belknap reservations. MTPR's Aaron Bolton has more.
The EPA Region 8 office says it has reached agreements with the Blackfeet tribe to correct federal clean water violations for several water systems on the reservation. The violations include failure to monitor for lead, copper, and total coliform bacteria, failure to distribute reports on water quality to customers, and failure to notify the public of certain federal violations. The EPA also reached an agreement with the Fort Peck, Assiniboine, and Sioux tribes over violations for disinfection byproduct and contaminant levels exceeding federal benchmarks, and failure to remove the required percentage of organic carbon. The EPA said in a press release that the agreements with tribes outline specific timeframes for drinking water systems to come into compliance with drinking water regulations and include enforceable steps. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
The Gallatin City County Health Officer issued a statement this afternoon announcing three cases of the UK variant of COVID-19 have been identified in the county. A press release from the county said the variant has been confirmed by the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services. City County Health Officer Matt Kelly said the strain of the virus in Montana should not come as a surprise and, quote, well over 40 other states have identified the virus, so it stands to reason that it is in Montana as well, unquote. Kelly reminded the public to practice physical distancing whenever possible, wear face coverings in public settings, stay home when sick, wash hands, and get a vaccine when one is available. The first application period for $10 million in transition funds is now open for workers and communities affected by last year's closures at two of the Colstrip Power Plant's four units. Kayla DeRoche with YPR News reports.
Colstrip residents and volunteers behind the Colstrip Impacts Foundation began accepting applications Monday for the distribution of funds from power plant part owner Puget Sound Energy of Washington State. The pool of money is the result of a 2017 rate case settlement between Puget and the state of Montana and will go to affected individuals and organizations, with the bulk of the funds flagged for economic development in the community at large. Rosebud County Commissioner Ed Joyner is the Colstrip Impacts Foundation committee chair and hopes the fund will encourage economic growth.
Personally, I think that's our most important thing, is to do something economically to help bring in more jobs and stabilize the Colstrip economy.
The Colstrip Impacts Foundation says the first application period is open from now through April 30th, and it will review applications on a quarterly basis. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
For Montana Public Radio, I'm Mary Auld.